You're listening to Jason Hendrick, The Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805.
Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We're Tom and Sandy's 805, bringing your 805 to life. Don't forget to check out our favorites, 805favorites.com.
9021 FA is one of our favorites, of course, right there in Westlake. And as you know, we go there quite frequently. It is absolutely off the map. It's a fusion of Vietnamese, French, Asian, but clean, fresh, delicious. Kimmy Tang is one of the top chefs in the world, and really when you go in there, not only are you treated well because the staff is all very, very good, but the food is so nice. And that, I love the fact they do the pickup.
The curbside pickup.
So you're going home, instead of grabbing that pizza and sitting on the couch and getting all fatted out, stop by this and get some fresh, clean, delicious food. It's not expensive. You'll really enjoy it. 818-597-1902 is their phone number. They're located at 30990 Russell Ranch Road, Westlake Village. Stop in there, say Tom and Sandy sent you, and say hi to them. It's a great staff. Well, where are we now? I think we got it. We got a new song. Did we play that song before?
We played it once before, and now it's official. We're going to leave this in as our new Everybody's Hungry segment song.
Good, because the other one, I couldn't figure it out. Hungry, 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 and that was the words.
You know, everybody's hungry.
Well, I know everybody's hungry, but what kind of a song is that? Jason Hendricks with Everybody's Hungry.
Good morning, Tom and Sandy. Today's Hungry Man segment is brought to you by Tom and Sandy Live. If you have a concert, special event, business opening, or corporate outing that needs a boost of energy and exposure that only a dynamic duo with a large listener base can bring, then you need Tom and Sandy Live. Call us at 805-570-5636 for marketing opportunities, rates, and consultation.
I like the fact that every time Jason comes, number one, he knows how to dress. And not that I'm saying that you don't, Tom, but he has the most eclectic wardrobe of T-shirts imaginable. Okay. I mean, he looks awesome right now.
He bought that T-shirt at Kohl's because I saw it there.
My wife found this at a thrift shop for $3
2 years ago. I was going to say, those are $9.99.
I love it. And he's got the whole green
he's
Guinness,
got his Guinness thing going
on, with
the on
hat
there.
That matches.
Not too shabby. And speaking of, obviously tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day, it's going to be full of drink, full of great food, all kinds of colors of green. And when we're talking about Ventura County, there's nothing better than great food and a green aspect, and nothing represents that better than our agricultural component of Ventura County.
Hey, our agricultural component is fantastic. We got our box yesterday from John, Farmer John.
And that's right, it was your turn.
Oh, it was my turn. Whose phone is that? It's mine. Holy
See,
smokes.
You can't take Tom anywhere.
That's
but anyway.
Right. St. Patrick's Day has begun, apparently. A couple drinks have flowed.
Yeah, it's my phone.
We do have a special guest, though, that really represents that agricultural community in a great way. Long history in the community. And we have Chris Sayer from Petty Ranch. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Jason.
We have a lot of opportunity to really educate the community. I think, Tom, you referenced that earlier today in the show. It's this hour really gives us a platform to talk about what's available to us in Ventura County. And I want to talk about your products, your produce, and, again, the rich culture and history that you have with Ventura County.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
So it's been family-owned and run since the 1880s, over 130 years. You want to talk a little bit about how that came to be?
Sure. Well, like a lot of folks, just about everybody came to Ventura County from somewhere else. My family came out here from Ohio in the 1880s and picked up a piece of ground near what is now Satakoi. And we've been farming that piece of ground ever since. But we've gone through sugar beets, walnuts, oranges, lemons, and avocados, and now we're branching into new things.
And, you know, citrus is a huge component of Ventura County. We're talking about oranges, lemons. You have a few varietals you're growing on the ranch. Can you talk about the difference between basic lemons that people are seeing in the store and the specialty Meyer lemons or any other varietals that are hard to get your hands on?
Sure. Well, the basic lemon everybody's familiar with are the Lisbon and Eureka varieties, and that's the vast majority of what you see in Ventura County. But about 7 years ago, we started with a small planting of the Meyer lemon. And for people who aren't familiar with it, Meyer lemon's a very sweet, low-acid lemon. It's fantastic in a lot of varieties, but particularly prized by dessert and pastry chefs. It's got a very sweet and very complex and floral flavor.
Yeah, you know, I do love Meyer lemons. Whenever you see Meyer lemon on there, that's the lemon of my choice. You know, it doesn't have that bitterness. It's almost, you can take a Meyer lemon and eat it, actually, just raw. I mean, you know, without sitting there and scrunching your face all up and everything else. It really is a sweet lemon.
Yeah, they're just a great piece of fruit. The extra acid in a standard lemon is okay in a few things, you know, maybe on seafood or in some.
Right.
But for just about anything where you're looking for sweetness and for more nuance of flavor, the Meyer is just a fantastic piece of fruit.
And you can use the juice pretty much straight in a lot of applications. I was fortunate enough to tour the ranch a few weeks ago with Chris, and you sent me home with a few lemons, Meyer lemons. I actually juiced a couple of them and froze them into ice cubes and dropped them right into my beverages. And the flavor, like you said, the aroma and the sweetness just really highlighted the water and the drinks that I was putting them in.
Yeah, they're very versatile.
I bet they're good for a margarita, too.
That's actually one of my wife's favorites is a Meyer lemon margarita with a little triple sec, a little Ventura limoncello, and a little añejo tequila.
Oh yeah.
So you're putting in the Meyer lemon juice. Let's get the recipe now. The Meyer lemon juice. You're putting in triple sec, putting in a little limoncello from our favorite Ventura limoncello.
Exactly.
And then you've got your tequila going in.
Right, exactly.
And just mix
and
it up.
I just blend things by eye. I'm not a chemist, so I can tell you exact ratios.
Yeah, I just know it always goes like this. Tequila, a little more tequila, now we got it.
But sure. You mentioned another one of our favorites where your lemons are really being showcased in a wonderful way, and that's Ventura Limoncello. How did that partnership come about?
So that was really our first venture into local sourcing and direct markets. A mutual friend put us together with James Emanuela from Ventura Limoncello about, I guess, it was 7 years ago now, as they were just getting things off the ground. And so we provided them the initial lemons they used while they were refining the recipe and getting ready for commercial release. And we're still a supplier. And it's been fantastic to work with them. They're great partners. And it's been wonderful to watch their journey and the acceptance that they've had.
Now, did I meet you one time before? I was at, where was I? The sidecar.
Yeah, yeah.
We met at the sidecar.
Yeah, we ran into each other at the sidecar.
That's right. I knew you from somewhere. That's right. We met, and it was Pettit Ranch, yeah.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Petty Ranch, I mean.
Yeah, Tim's been a huge supporter of local food.
Yeah.
And a great customer of ours. And actually, by way of segue, Tim is really the person who helped get us sort of off the dime and moving into our latest venture, which is experimenting more with figs. We had an ancient fig tree at our ranch. It's at least 85 years old, but the fact is nobody knows how old it is because there's nobody in the family left alive that remembers it being planted. But we started providing Tim with some figs to the sidecar about 5 years ago. And the customer response that he got was so positive, and it started bringing other people to us looking for figs and asking about other varieties that a light went on, and I realized, hey, here's another opportunity. And when we'd been thinking about having something else to add to citrus and avocados, sort of the third leg of the stool, if you will, suddenly we realized, hey, I think this one's it. So based on what we've done with Tim, we've now expanded. We've got about 4 acres.
Of figs,
about 700 trees, 8 different varieties, and so that's branching out. That's a big part of our future, we think.
Wow, you know, one thing about fig trees, they're so cool looking. I love the way they come up and they get all gnarled and stuff because you cut them back. I've got about 3 or 4 fig trees in my backyard, and they really are unique looking trees.
It's been interesting to me dealing with the different varieties because, you know, my world had existed. All my knowledge about figs came from one tree originally. Now that I've got all of these different varieties to deal with, they've got such different growth habits. You know, some are early, some are late. Some grow sprawling on the ground. Some of them grow straight up. So really training and working with them is really an interesting challenge. And the different varieties of fruit have so many interesting different variations.
Now, we're talking about lemons and we're talking about figs, but I think these next to me are tangerines, aren't they?
Yeah, I brought in with me this morning a few of the Tango variety mandarin And so we've got some of those available for a giveaway for you guys after your next call-in segment. And then a big box of them are going with me today to the St. Patrick's Day Parade down in Ventura. So this is our version of Irish Gold here that'll be going along on the totally local VC truck.
You know, that's another good piece we want to touch on. Obviously, we talked about the roots of the family, you know, 130 years worth of farming. But the community involvement that I've experienced with you, Chris, is pretty heavy as well. You work with Totally Local VC. You're in all these different businesses that are using your product and your produce. And it's good to see that connection, you know, because the agricultural community is so vast in Ventura County and abundant that to be able to really highlight and provide your products straight to the consumer is a wonderful thing, I think.
Well, we're glad to be a part of it. You know, agriculture is a $1.8 billion industry in Ventura County, but it's always been export focused. We grow the best food in the world, and most of it leaves our borders. Some of it comes back, but there's not that sort of same sense of connection that Ventura residents have with our local produce as the folks in the, say, in the Central Coast or the wine country have with their agricultural product. So being in a position to expose people to what we grow here, what we do here, I think is not only a good market opportunity for us. I mean, I think it's a smart business thing. But I do feel it's also part of building the community and that sense of community awareness and connectedness.
Sure. And we referenced a few places you can find, you know, your citrus and your products, Sidecar, Petite Rev. We've got Ventura Limoncello. You can also find more out about Petty Ranch on their Facebook page. You can go to SataquayRoots.com. You've got a great blog. I've been reading through the different articles at SataquayRoots.wordpress.com. And it's really your take and your perspective on what it means to be a farmer, how you're interacting with the community and the land. And we also don't want to miss out on the fact that you've written a book, Picking Our Future, Essays on Food, Change, and Farming. And again, it really is just pushing that message as a farmer, what it means to live that daily life, right?
Yeah, exactly. My feeling is that it would be impossible for people to know too much about agriculture and Ventura County agriculture in particular. So the more I can help people understand, the better I think that is for us in the long run.
Well, one thing for sure, we have the finest agricultural land right here with some of the best farmers in the world are right here in our backyard. We're getting to know them in this first hour as we go along here. And it's really our connection. I know the Tom and Sandy connection into the farmlands has really grown here in the last year. And it's really important to all of us to go out there and shop. Shop your locals, okay? Shop your local markets. Shop the
Farmers
Market. Thank you. Shop the Farmers Market. You are supporting your farmers that way. They stay in business and they keep bringing us fresh, delicious, wholesome produce. And that is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and the farmers are really doing it right. You know, Chris is, I've been out to the ranch. We walked the property. You're really focusing on water reclamation and erosion maintenance and trying to keep that ranch sustainable and viable for many, many years. So that's a great component that I think people lose sight of as well. It's not only that we're bringing a great product, but we're trying to do it in the right way. So exciting stuff. And you said we have a box of mandarins that are going to go out to a lucky listener?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
How fun is
okay,
that?
Okay, so we got one nice box of mandarin tangerines. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Tangerines from the Petty Ranch. Delicious, yummy, fresh, right off the trees. We're going to take caller number 10 on that one. So give us a call at 650-1590. I'm still not used to the new number yet. 650-1590.
Really quick, Jason, tell us a little bit about Everybody's Hungry.
Definitely. Everybody's Hungry is a food-focused educational and fundraising group in Ventura County, benefiting our local food banks and gleaning programs. You know, we're going to be working with Chris and some other farmers down the road as well to provide you that more in-person, hands-on learning experience of what agriculture means, what it means to share passion for food, and then again, raising awareness for the hungry in our area.
And what's your website?
Everybody'sHungry.org. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and soon two or three other social media because they keep popping up all over the place.
Cool. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right. Well, we're going to go on a quick break and hear from some really great sponsors. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.